I first want to thank God for allowing me the chance of another. I want to thank God for allowing me another chance of salvation, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Brother Curtis, for letting me come up here and teach this lesson. And thank you to my my family for supporting me and encouraging me to come up here. The title for my lesson this morning is Souls in Jeopardy. Now, when thinking of what I wanted to talk about, I was wondering, especially in today's world, how did we get so far from the Word? So with prayer and understanding, I wanted to clear some smoke that is blinding us from the truth of God's holy word. In my few years of living, I have met a lot of people, friends, relatives, and strangers, and I've noticed that when I talk to them about my faith, they automatically want to shut me down, and I ask myself why. So with talking with these individuals, I have concluded that there are usually three reasons on why they don't believe or want to hear me out. Number one is misconception. Number two is false teachings. And number three is denial. The first point, misconception. In the world we live in today, a lot of people shun Christianity. Why? Because of misconception. When I tell someone that I am a Christian, most of the time they assume that we are judgmental, better than them, and crooked. We get these results from many that hold the title of a Christian and live a whole different way. This is hypocrisy, or, you know, call it a hypocrite. If you would, please turn with me to Romans chapter 2, verse 3, and say amen, we got it. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgeth them which do such things, and doeth the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? In this verse, the Apostle Paul clearly calls out a hypocrite, one that is judging, but doing the same thing as the one who he or she is judging. This is why we need to be careful when trying to bring souls to Christ, to come humbly, honestly, and loving. Even our Lord and Savior tells us in John 8:7, he that is without sin cast the first stone. So let us not judge and let God do the judging. We are all imperfect, so we have no room to cast judgment, when in fact you're just as much as a sinner as he or she. And this is why I love God's word, because it doesn't contradict itself and makes itself clear on how you need to carry yourself. Reason number two, false teachings. The second point I would like to explain is false teachings. This is a major crisis that I think is overlooked, because there has been a lot of blood spilled and souls in jeopardy because of false doctrine. It's really heartbreaking. And the inspiration for this point came from a loved one of mine who is a non-believer. Again, like I said, it's very heartbreaking for even your loved ones to be non-believers, because they can be deeply rooted in their faith. But this is the ever more reason to tackle this subject, to help save souls, state facts, and clear confusion. So I'm going to give at least two examples on other faiths that twisted God's word and gave us some of the big religions we know now today. Example number one, and I'm not bashing who I'm talking about. I just think that because it's a more personal deal that, you know, like I said, I think I should tackle the subject because I love them. And we're talking about the jeopardy, you know, the eternal place of our eternal resting place of our souls. So example number one, the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam believes that Muhammad was the last prophet of Allah and Elijah Muhammad was a messenger. This automatically throws up a red flag, because in Matthew 24, verse 4 and 5, Jesus warns us of false prophets and that many will come in his name. Now, if you would, turn with me to Matthew 24, verse 4 through 5, and say amen, what you got. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. The worst part about this is that the Quran is branched in a bootleg version of the Bible. It has scripture from the Bible twisted to the author's liking, which is Muhammad. So let's do a background check on this so-called prophet Muhammad. He lived in Arabia in the 6th century AD and claimed that while he was meditating, the angel Gabriel came to him, giving him one of many revelations from God that eventually made up the Quran. Example number two, Mormonism. In 1820, a man named Joseph Smith Jr. claimed that an angel by the name of Moroni, an angel nowhere mentioned in the Bible, appeared to him and showed him where he could find golden tablets and then translated them by the power of God that ultimately made up the Book of Mormon, which we now know today as Mormonism. Now, if you would, turn with me to Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 through 9. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. The scripture clearly tells us what will happen if any man or angel preaches anything but the gospel. And the list of the false teaching religions can go on and on. But with all that said, this brings me to my last reason, which is denial. One of the many things the Bible does is give you a self-examination. And the thing about mankind is that we don't want to hear the truth. We will justify, avoid, and even get mad when the truth is told. The truth hurts, and God's word is really a hard pill to swallow, but it's right. What people don't want to hear is that we are honestly a trash species. And any human being in their right mind would refuse to believe that we live in a world full of hate, poverty, and death without some type of hope. And Jesus is our hope and our salvation. He is our filter to God. So in conclusion, as followers in Christ, we need to stand up for him and live accordingly to the word and live by example for the rest of the world. If not, we are part of the problem and sadly jeopardizing souls as well. We don't need to take this lightly because we're playing with the eternal resting place for our souls. Remember, God loves you and wants an intimate relationship with all of you, so much that he sent his son for us. So if anyone has a need, may you come stand and sing as we stand and sing our invitation song.